Chapter 12. It is necessary to boast, though it is not profitable. But I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ, 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up into the third heaven. I know such a man, whether in the body, or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a human to utter. On behalf of such a one I will boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast, except in my weaknesses. For if I would desire to boast, I will not be foolish, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, so that no one may think more of me than that which he sees in me, or hears from me. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, therefore, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to pound away at me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. He has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore I will rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest on me. Therefore I take pleasure in weaknesses, in injuries, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong.